Yeah, I mean, the KF8S, by the way. What you really want is the dog is not afraid, even if it does something bad. When you tell it to come, it's coming. You know, it's coming to you. You know, when you want it to, you know, get over here, you know, heal or whatever. That they're not afraid of you, of retaliation, like you're gonna hit them or whatever. Otherwise, they'll run away. I mean, they'll still be disciplined. You know, you did something wrong, type of thing. But the thing is their brains, the dogs, their brains, they don't realize what they did wrong. Like, they're always in the moment. You know, they're guided by their nose most of the time. And like, if you bring them back to you and you hit them, like, they're not gonna register that. You have to catch them doing the thing in the moment. Like, hey, stop that! You know, you're doing something bad. Like, get that trigger in their brain versus, you know, they already did it. They've already done the bad thing. It's like you can't punish them at that point. It's like at that point, it's over with. But you want them to always feel safe that they can come back to you. And I think if you instill that in them, they will. You know, that's how you get a loyal dog. But yeah. So, anyways, my wife's back with the dog, so I better let you go. I want to see what's going on with it. So I'll listen out. So, KF8S.